Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it's just you and me. Folks, I haven't talked about this before, but it's about time for me to start. We got an election coming up, and as of right now, based on the polling, which at this point in time gets pretty good, it gets more accurate, I think. And based on the way the winds are blowing, looks like we're going to have a president, Hillary Clinton. Now, I've said many times before that the conservative thinking is more in alignment. With the free market economy, and therefore with small business. All small business owners are not conservatives, but I think most are. And I say that based on having done this a long time, having been in the marketplace a long time, having polled small businesses. If you make payroll every week, and you're hypersensitive to overregulation, to being taxed to a greater degree than you think you should be, to some of the mistreatment, some of the ways that we become collateral damage, like in the Dodd-Frank law that we became collateral damage in that. The way Obamacare has hurt small business owners. Those are not conservative policies. They're progressive policies. And so there's the overtime rules that I talked about in the last segment. Those are progressive policies. That's not a conservative. And when I say conservative and progressive, I'm trying to avoid party situations, because I'm not even sure what kind of parties we have in America anymore. I'm not sure. Especially the Republican Party, and the Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party that you and I knew 20 years ago. It's not the same. Neither is Republican. So I'm using the ideology terminology more than on purpose this time. So what we have now is a probable progressive president in the form of Hillary Clinton. That would be 3 terms in a row, a progressive president with which will have progressive policies. And we've had 8 years of basically economic stagnation. We've lost a decade. We have not had a recovery. We've had an expansion. We've been living with this permanent recovery. And 100%, in my opinion, 100% of the condition of the economy right now is self-imposed. It's not because of market forces. It's because of the policies that, and you've heard me say this before, coming out of Washington, that have caused businesses large and small to be uncertain about the future and to gird their loins and to lay back stores and to hoard their cash and not invest and not seek growth opportunities. Just kind of hold on to what they got. And when businesses do that, when business decision makers do that, we wind up with the kind of growth that we have right now. And an inability to reset the employment situation in America. We still got a lot of sickness in the employment scenario in America right now. And so it looks like we're going to have 4 more years of that, maybe even worse. I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine a more progressive administration than the Obama administration. But Hillary, even though she may not have been, Hillary Clinton 2008 was not as progressive as Hillary Clinton 2016. And so the party and the candidate has been pulled more and more to the left. Bernie Sanders did it. Elizabeth Warren is doing it. So all I'm going to say, folks, is that this is the reality. I'm trying to be as dispassionate in my analysis as possible. This looks like the reality that we're going to have. And I'm just telling you this so you can think about, you can plan for that. I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm just telling you these are the plans you need to start thinking about. And we'll be talking about this more as time goes on. I'm Jim Blasingame, wrapping it up for this hour, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.